Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
Get in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to eight, three, two, one. And for the eighth time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Well, in a sport filled with unsung heroes that don't often find themselves in the spotlight and get the recognition, I once again have the privilege of visiting with yet another unsung hero this morning. That is Iris Siegler, the longtime handler of so many top horses and so many young horses at the sales across the country. And how about this? Just in the past week, Iris has been in Kentucky, in California, and now finds herself in Maryland, cross country indeed. And she is with me now, a true unsung hero. Iris, good morning.
Good morning.
Excited to hear your story. But boy, what a journey. You've been a handler at the sales for more than 20 years and racking up the miles for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Tell me about how you got started on this.
Well, I was in Oklahoma City at the racetrack trying to learn the horses of pedigree. And then someone asked me, did I want to do the sales? So I said, sales were in Kentucky. So I got in my car from Oklahoma City and I went to the sales and I was working for TaylorMade. And then ever since then, that's how I got started. I've been to a lot of different states, a lot of different countries.
A lot of different countries. Talk about some of those.
I've been to England, to Tattersalls. I've been to France. I've been to Ireland and Canada.
Explain to people, when I say a handler at the horse sales, there are people that don't even know that that job exists. Explain to people exactly what you do.
There are breeders that breed horses and bring them to the sales to be sold. So I'm a handler, and I will show their horse to potential buyers for sale, and they could go on to the Kentucky Derby or Triple Crown, or I've been around a lot of good horses. So.
Have you ever taken one out and shown it to a potential buyer and later had it go on to do great things, like the Kentucky Derby?
Yes. I was around American Pharoah when it was a yearling, but it was not sold as a yearling at Saratoga. But yes.
There is Iris. It's not as simple as just bringing a horse out and walking them around and showing them necessarily. There's actually a skill that's involved with doing your job. Talk about that.
Well, number one, as long as you are not afraid and you get the horse and have to walk it for the clients when they ask you to walk it. And the way you turn a horse is very important. And then the way you stand a horse, they would like to see all four ankles at one time, so they could get the perfect view of the horse's legs. And then when you walk them, they're trying to get to see how the horse walk. And is, you know, they have a good walk or overstep walk. That's a plus for the horse. And that's one. And the breeding is another thing that they look at. No. So that's maybe the number one, is the breeding. And then the way they walk and their overstep. And then the way you stand them is a technique to stand the horse properly for a client.
I can imagine, Iris, that over the years you've had opportunities to do other things, maybe another offer or somebody says, hey, what do you think of this? And you've continued to embrace your job as a handler at the sales. What do you love most about what you do?
Number one, I love the travel part. I'm lucky and got to go to a lot of places in the United States and overseas. And number two, I meet a lot of people around the world. And then, of course, I love being outside and I love the animals. You know, they could be a cheap horse, expensive horse. To me, it doesn't matter. I like treating them all the same.
You mentioned the traveling part, and I talked about it as I was introducing you. In the past week, you have been in Kentucky and California, and now you're in Maryland for the Fasig Tipton sale. How do you do it?
It's hard. Sometimes I wake up like, where am I at, and where's the bathroom at? Because I went to Texas, and then I went to Oklahoma, and then I went to Kentucky, and then I went to California, and now I'm here at Maryland. So sometimes, like, where am I at, and where's the bathroom, and who am I working for? So it's hard, because sometimes I have a day or just a couple of hours to get to the next step. Because after this, I go to Florida, and then back to Florida, get back in the car, and drive all the way back to Saratoga. So,
do you ever get time for a little alone time or vacation time where you can get away from the sales?
I do when I'm not working. Like in December, there's like a 3 weeks I don't work in December, so I go see family and go rest and vacation rest time. So I do.
Talking with Iris Siegler, who is the unsung hero presented by Claiborne on this Saturday morning. She is a true unsung hero. She has been handling horses at the sales for more than 20 years. Iris, take me back to the beginning. Did you come from a racing family? Tell me about your upbringing.
No, nobody in my family's around horses. I think I'm the only one that liked being outside. And I had office jobs. Feel like I just can't breathe. I just cannot go in that office on a nice day. So since I liked animals, I think it was a perfect opportunity to have my cake and eat it, too, get to be outside and be around animals. So I really enjoy that.
Yeah, it's pretty special. And to see where it's taken you, this whole journey, what advice do you give to somebody that maybe wants to do the same thing that you do and wants to be a handler at the sales? What do you tell them?
I tell them, if they're not afraid, come aboard. There's a lots of jobs out here. And when I find people like that, I like to show them, you know, how to show a horse. I have a lot of young people under me or look up to me for, you know, showing a horse. So that makes my job feel good, too, that I am teaching somebody that really wants to do this. So I really like that part, especially having the young people out and to teach them as well for this job could carry on.
You know,
but no, I'm the only one in my family that does this. So when someone tells me, like you, that I'm on the radio, I try to call my sisters and stuff and tell them what I do. Like, okay, all right, Iris. But they haven't really came to the sales to see me work.
It is such a critical job because without people like you, Iris, doing that job, The consigners can't do it. They can't be out there showing their horses.
No.
It takes a village to put a sale on.
It does.
And you're an integral part of that.
Yes, I'm very lucky.
Have you ever come up to a horse that was kind of mean and you said, oh, gosh, do I have to deal with this horse?
Yes, you see them all the time. You'd be a little afraid, but if you know that you're afraid, they could kind of tell you're afraid. So if you could always try to keep a calm horse about yourself, it's easier for you and the horses. Go get it. To me, just go get it. I have people like, oh, I'm scared of this horse, I'm not taking it. And that's okay, I'll take it. And I have soft hands with the horse, so that helps me and the horse out.
You know, horse people are traditionally very tough, a very hardy group. And
I think
Lord knows, Iris, you have been through so much in your life, both personally and professionally. You talked about your journey now 20 plus years. I guess it was, 15 years ago or so that you suffered the tragedy of losing your brother, and you were also injured that very same year. I can't even imagine how hard it had to be to persevere through all of that.
It was very hard. You have your ups and downs, but this, to me, another good thing about this job, you stay so busy and there's so many people around you that help keep your head up. I think if I had a normal job, it'd be different. But I'm so busy that you don't have time to, you know, cry too long or and a lot of people around me to keep my head up. So I'm lucky and blessed in that way, too.
Talk about some of the people, Iris, before I let you go, some of the people that have really helped you along the way that you're never going to forget.
Number one is John Hall. I will never forget him. He's a super horseman and a superman to me in the horse business. So many people really love John Hall, and he's the one that gave me the courage to do this, because when I went to TaylorMade the first time, I never seen a weanling, and they thought I knew what I was doing, but I just thought they were cute, and I was outside. So, and ever since then, I've been on the end of the shank for 21 years, and it's thanks to John Hall. He's my number one fan. He had passed this year.
Yeah, very special man. I remember meeting John when I was first getting into radio some 18 years ago, and
Isn't he awesome?
A sweet guy. And he will be missed for sure. There's no doubt about
it. Yes, sir.
Well, Iris, I'll let you get back to work. I know you've got things to do at the Fasig Tipton sale, so go get it done. And thank you
so much
for taking the time. It was great to hear your story.
Thank you so much.
Congrats on being an unsung hero.
Thank you so much.
All right. And thank you for what you do. That's Iris Siegler. This week's Unsung Hero presented by Claiborne. Boy, what a story. What a wonderful person. And you talk about doing this job for love of the game. She epitomizes what it is to love the sport of thoroughbred racing and to love the horses. And I'm so thankful to Sally Ellen Hurst at Country Life Farm in Maryland, who put me in touch with Iris and said, hey, you know, the handlers, they work so hard behind the scenes. They don't often get the recognition. And I thank Sally Ellen for putting me in touch with Iris, because that was a really special visit. And she is indeed a true unsung hero in the sport of thoroughbred racing. I'm back with more right after this word from Claiborne.
An undefeated graded stakes winner on the track, Algorithms has sired over 70% winners from starters. His top runners include Pennsylvania Derby winner Math Wizard, graded stakes winner Recruiting Ready, juvenile stakes winner and multiple graded stakes placed South Bend. And these recent stakes winners and stakes performers.
To get there, but Kanani will win it.
Algorithms, standing at Claiborne Farm.